1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Friends star Matthew Perry has entered a rehabilitation clinic for treatment of an undisclosed condition. The actor's spokeswoman said on Monday, following the advice of his doctors, Matthew Perry has entered an undisclosed rehabilitation hospital. Publicist Lisa Costeller said, Matthew has every intention of completing his treatment so that he can continue his dream of entertaining people and making them laugh. And to tell us more, here is Doug Danger from the offices of the Orange County Courier. Doug, where are you right now?
Phil, right now I'm in the down near the printing press because our offices, believe it or not, are being fumigated.
And so you guys have been forced down here near the teletype?
No, it's basically the print area where we have a big offset presses that we use, and so it's a little difficult to hear you, but I'm gonna do the very best I can.
All right. Well, what about Matthew Perry being in drug rehabilitation?
Well, Phil, I'm getting a lot of letters from fans of Friends, the TV show Friends. They're understandably concerned about Friends star Matthew Perry, who is going into drug rehab now for the second time, Phil. And for those of you who don't know the show Friends, it is a generational statement, a looking glass, if you will, into the lives and loves of today's 20 and 30-somethings. We love Friends the way we love our family. The show is aptly titled Friends. And I think that Matthew Perry, Phil, it needs to be said that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, and one of the things that I, you know, it's very difficult coming out of the closet as a gay man and as a gay journalist. I have a tendency not to edit myself.
Because you're gay, so why does that mean that you have a hard time editing yourself?
Well, I think it's about, there is a need to be honest. You spend so much of your life being dishonest. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have spent my life trying to be honest, and that's why I'm going to say something to you that, you know, I think that Matthew Perry's carried the weight of this show on his back for 6 seasons, being the most popular star, the breakout star of this series. It's taken its toll, and there's only so much pressure I think you can put on a man before he naturally turns to self-medication now. He is under a lot of pressure, and I would ask you, can you fault him for enjoying Vicodin in a way that you're not supposed to? I don't know.
It's hard for me to judge a guy who may have a drug problem. Can I fault him?
He's the breakout star. Matt is a role model, I think, for a lot of men who watch the show because he's successful in business, and he's going to marry Courtney Cox. Women admire him because of that, and he has kind of a sly style.
Well, Matt Perry is the guy. Which guy is he?
He's the guy, kind of the thin guy. He's kind of a goofy guy. He's got a very sly and retiring sex appeal.
Do you think that women? Doesn't he play like a real stumble bum kind of? Or
women admire a little bit of that stupid thing in a man. It's sexy to see a man sweat. Women think it's a little sexy for a man to be a little unconfident and humorless and. His name on the show is Chandler Bing. So what I'm saying is this, Phil. For those of us who are Friends fans, we know that Matt has carried that show. We say, Matt, get well. But we also want to say to you that hurry up and return to the show because it's the kind of show that could really collapse without him.
You think you just said something really funny. You think a guy who sweats a lot and is humorless is sexy to women?
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I have an unfiltered view of our society.
All right. Well, by the way, you are down in a printing press area. I can hear voices.
Yeah. Right now, you'd think a paper like the Orange County Courier could afford a better printing press, but apparently it's... So I'm sharing this office.
Okay. So you said that you think that a guy that sweats a lot, the character that he plays, is sexy.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and because of that, I have unfiltered views on our society. Matt Perry... being off of Friends is going to ruin that show. It's going to sink must-see TV, and then we are left with Survivor, which means artistic episodic television is dead. The artistry of Cheers, MASH, and now Friends is going to be a thing of the past. And sometimes you just have to do drugs. There's a lot of things that go into this thing, so...
Well, okay, so Matthew Perry is off the show. He is in drug rehab, and you say sometimes a guy has to do drugs.
Well, I just think it's a lot of pressure.
I got to disagree with you, man. I don't know what you say a guy needs to do drugs because he's got a lot of pressure on him. I think it's such a cop-out. Isn't it kind of a Hollywood cop-out?
You know something, Phil? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Because of that, I've seen a lot of suffering in my life. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I've seen how society can really put pressures on people. I don't think it's easy for somebody like you. You're a straight man, and you're a straight entertainer. But I'm a gay man, and I'm a gay journalist, and so I think it's easier for you.
Why is it easier for me? I mean, look, I got to get out of bed. I got to put my pants on one leg at a time. I bet you if Matthew Perry was listening to this right now...
And there's probably a very good chance that he is, Phil, because your show is quite a hit among celebrities in Hollywood.
And that's real great, man. Let's stick to the point here. The point is I got a feeling if he was listening to this right now, he would probably not want you speaking this way about him, like he has a right to do drugs because he's some kind of a star.
Well, this isn't just a TV star. This is Matthew Perry. This is a guy who speaks for a generation. Because he's the biggest male star on the biggest TV show for 20 and 30-somethings, he is to his generation what maybe back in your day was Bob Dylan or...
Now, wait a minute. I want to be clear here, okay?
Yeah.
You want to tell me that Matthew Perry is to today's 20-year-olds what Bob Dylan was to me?
Matthew Perry is... You have a hard time understanding that because you're not... First of all, you're not a young man anymore.
And I got no problem admitting to that. No, I'm not. But I want to be clear. Matthew Perry is to... Jesus, that printing press...
I'm sorry, Phil. I'll get up to my office later. Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, he's a generational leader.
Matthew Perry is the Abby Hoffman... He's not even political.
No, but I'm talking about in terms of culture and subculture, in terms of lifestyle and politics. Matthew Perry makes that much of a difference. So who are you to stand in judgment of him if he wants to crush some Vicodin up into a Diet Coke, if he is relaxing? Who are we to judge him, okay?
Well, look, I don't want to judge the cat. I don't want to judge him, man. All I'm saying is you can't say it's cool because he's a TV star.
Do you know what it's like being one?
Do I know what it's like being a TV star? No, I don't know what it's like being a TV star, man, but I know what it's like getting out of bed and going to a job. Okay?
But you don't know what it's like being a star, do you?
No, I don't know what it's like being a star.
Okay. So then you don't know what it is to need to do drugs. Ask Judy Garland, okay? Ask, some of these other... Matthew Perry is to our generation as, in many ways, the Pope is to millions of Catholics around the world. And if it's something you don't get, it's something you don't get.
Man, I'm bad. You are... Yeah, that's a real...
It's weird, isn't it? But I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I get it.
And it's like out there, man. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, who is speaking to us over from the offices of the Orange County Courier. And you guys are having some kind of mechanical problems there with their offset press. So just... hang with us. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Doug about Matthew Perry, who is the one of the male stars of Friends. You're making the statement that this cat is like he's like Elvis Presley or like Bob Dylan.
Well, Matthew is to his he needs things to help him along with his day. In a lot of ways, that does make him similar to Elvis. Elvis Presley spoke for a generation. Matthew Perry speaks for a generation. Why is that hard to get?
And just for the sake of conversation, man, I'm going to argue with you here. How does Matthew Perry, I mean...
You don't get it because you're old, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay, I'm old. Let's say I'm old.
All right.
And you're gay, and you're a gay man, and you're a gay journalist. Please explain to me how you're telling me that Matthew Perry speaks for an entire generation.
Because he embodies a inquisitiveness, a humor. First of all, he's on the number one TV show in all of what's going on right now. And you're also straight, so you got a filter over your eyes. And
But why not the other guy? Why not Matt LeBlanc?
Because Matthew Perry has the intelligence. Almost like an Edward Albee. It's kind of an Andy Warhol sense about him. And that's something you need to understand. Matthew Perry is here. He's not going away. And if he wants to do drugs... who are you to tell him he can't?
Well, you know what? Like I said before, I ain't going to tell him that he can't do drugs. And I'm not going to say that he can't be an actor, and I'm not going to say anything about the guy. I think you're doing him a disservice by saying because he's the star of Friends, he gets to crush up a few Vicodin in his Diet Coke. And I think you're doing him a disservice when you say Matt Perry is the freaking, he's the bomb. He's Bob freaking Dylan of his generation. This is nuts. And
but it's the because you're straight.
And because I'm straight, I've got a filter over my eyes.
Absolutely. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I see these things.
All right, Doug, hang on for us, okay? We'll try to field some phone calls on this thing. Nothing personal, but I think you're out of your mind.
And then there's a little bit of homophobia tinge with that, too. And I know you're not homophobic.
I'm not homophobic, and I'm not going to allow you to call me that. Why, because I disagree with you? Maybe I'm missing something. He says Matthew Perry, who's going into drug rehab for the second time, needs to get back on that show because he is the voice of a generation. 1-800-449-8686. I'm not familiar too much with his career. I don't know if he's had any writings. Perhaps he has written some things. Maybe he's given some speeches or something. But he says this guy is like Bob Dylan. Matthew Perry, is this the same guy on the show? And that if he wants to do drugs, if he wants to do Vicodin, it's none of my business. Well, they're making it somebody's business because this guy's going into drug rehab, and the publicist said this cat wants to get back on the show. 1-800-449-8686. Well, you got to be kidding me, Melissa. The whole nine yards is sheer genius? Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Hold on.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier. You're broadcasting where the basement there or something?
No, we're down near the Offset Press because the offices are being fumigated.
All right, we're talking about Matt Perry, who went into drug rehab for the second time. And you're wishing him well. You're also saying that he has, because of the pressure of that show, every right to be a drug addict?
Well, I'm not saying he's got every right. I'm saying, who are you to judge? Who is anybody to judge Matt Perry when you have the way he carries that show? Okay, Matt Perry is carrying...
Matthew Perry. I mean, you know what? That's funny. I hear Courtney Cox. I hear Lisa...
Yeah, you're a guy, and you've got and you're a straight man. But I'm talking as a gay man, as a gay journalist. Matthew Perry carries Friends. Without him, that show dies. And it dies horribly. Without him, Survivor becomes the next big show in the history of what we're talking about. So that's what I'm talking about. And, you know, I just think you need to...
Well, you know what, man? I, you know, you may be right. I don't know. I think some of the comments you're making about the guy has every right to be a drug addict because...
I didn't say every right. I'm saying I understand it. He carries the weight of a generation on his shoulders.
The weight of a generation, man.
Shows how out of it you are, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess it does, man. I guess I'm freaking dreaming. Meredith, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Matthew Perry, Bob Dylan.
That's right.
Go ahead, Meredith.
I do not think Matthew Perry speaks for a generation like Bob Dylan would.
Well, how old are you, ma'am?
I'm 34.
Okay, that's a little old.
Oh, I'm a...
Yeah, you know, that's a little bit old. I mean, I'm speaking as a gay man, as a gay journalist. I watch, I see what happens. And,
well, yeah, and
people follow him.
I agree
him.
That you watch and see what happens.
Right.
I just don't see Matthew Perry being like a generation representative.
I think it would be tough for a 35-year-old person to wonder whether Bob Dylan was the voice of a generation. I think you had to be young at that time to really know. And you're obviously not.
But I don't think you have to be that young to know. I mean,
I'm a journalist, and believe me, I've been covering this, the cultural scene for a long time.
And how old are you?
I'm 38, but I'm a 38. Journalist.
38. Okay,
I'm a journalist.
So you're not much older than me.
I'm a journalist, though. I'm
right.
out in the
so
world,
how old
right?
are you when Bob Dylan
and,
was around?
And the fact of the matter is that Matthew Perry is important to people because I've seen this with my own eyes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Springfield. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
What's this guy's name?
Okay, what's your comment, sir?
My comment is this guy's trying to
my
kill.
My name's Doug Danger.
If you're trying to kill, the guy you obviously respect.
No,
listen to me. If he's trying to get help... He should stop using drugs. You're saying he's got the right to use drugs.
The guy's carrying a whole TV show. He's carrying a whole TV show.
It doesn't matter. What do you know? What the hell does this have
to do with it? What do you know about it? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
That doesn't have nothing to do with anything. He's funny. I'm a person who tried stopping using drugs. And you're telling me if I can use drugs if I want, that's fine.
No, I didn't say you could. I said I understand if Matthew Perry does.
Well, he's no different from anybody else.
He's carrying a whole TV show in his back.
You made another comment about
him. I know how tough it is for him, huh?
You said he's like the Pope?
Matthew Perry.
He's like the Catholics?
He is a generational spokesman, yeah.
What?
He's a spokesman for the generation. He's a leader.
He is not a leader like the Pope. You're a far-off face about everything. You have no clue. And being gay doesn't have anything. You don't know nothing but more about being
gay. I'm a gay man. I don't have the filter on that you straight people have on, okay? I've got the blinders on.
There's no filter.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't have any blinders on. I can
see
that Matthew Perry.
You're stupid. What you're telling him, he would kill himself.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is I understand if he wants to go ahead and mess around with Vicodin because he's got to work with Courtney Cox. Let me tell you something. As a gay man, as a gay journalist working with that screaming bitch,
you're way out of line.
Being a gay man has nothing to do with this whole topic. Why do you keep bringing up that you're a gay man, gay
because
journalist?
Because I'm a gay.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
I'm a gay man. All right.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
And Jesus carried the weight of the world. Matthew carries the weight of a generation. They both. I would even understand if Jesus Christ did drugs, but of course he didn't. And I would say,
you better keep the religion out of this. This guy has nothing to do with that, brother.
Let me ask you something. If you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, don't you think a guy is entitled to maybe do some crack or whatever you want to call it?
Absolutely not. If a person's a drug addict and uses drugs, he's going to die. Is that what you want him to do, die?
No, I certainly do not. I think Matthew Perry is the spokesman.
That's right. You're giving him a death sentence.
But
if he were to listen to you, being a gay man, gay journalist, he'd die.
No, but I am saying I'm not going to stand in judgment over a guy who's got to work with, who's got to walk in and take a look at Lisa Kudrow every day and actually keep a straight face.
You're gay.
I am a gay man and a gay journalist. Yeah, so that means that
it would be fun to be looking at those girls. If I was looking at those girls, it'd be fun.
Wait,
I wouldn't have to do drugs.
Wait a minute. You can keep a straight face looking at Lisa Kudrow's screwed up kisser. Man,
what do you mean screwed up kisser? She's a pretty girl. She's a beautiful girl.
With that whole flared nostril thing.
Yeah,
what flared nostril?
Let's get back to the topic.
Well, let's
the
get back
topic
to the topic.
Is, if he were to listen to you...
Okay, let me jump in. This is Phil Henry. I got to jump in. Hold on.
Him that he's trying to get help.
Hold on. I got to jump in. All right. Doug, you're basically saying that...
By the way, you can only take smelly cats so many times before you want to just run script.
Okay, I got it. All right. But you're basically saying that you understand if this guy, Matt Perry, wants to keep doing drugs... because he's carrying the weight of a generation and a TV series on his shoulders.
Let me ask you something, Phil. If you were the...
Isn't that what you're saying?
If you were the lead character...
That's stupid. He makes no sense. Is he some type of spokesman or something? He makes no sense whatsoever.
If you were the lead... If you say you're the lead character on Survivor, Phil, wouldn't you want to shoot heroin?
If I were the lead character on what?
On Survivor.
Hey, Phil, this guy makes no sense whatsoever. Why is he on your show?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
You're a stupid journalist is what you are.
Okay, well, you don't understand where I'm coming from.
What you don't know?
I have no idea where you're coming from.
You're the guy
all over the board, number one.
No, I'm not over
the board. What do you have to do with Matt Perry anyway?
Matthew Perry is the leader of a generation of people who are going to rise up against people like you and Mr. Henry.
Come on. And the other thing that you're telling me is, wouldn't I shoot heroin if I was on Survivor?
That's right.
Why?
That makes no sense, Phil.
The hell are you talking about? If I was on Survivor, first of all, what would I have to do? Swim across a freaking lagoon to get heroin? I mean, what's that, a challenge? Is that an immunity challenge?
You know what? I think both of you guys are homophobic. And I'm
not homophobic.
No, here he goes now with the homophobic.
No,
I'm not homophobic.
I do like
Lisa Kudrow.
You got, what's that?
I do like the actresses better than the actor.
I don't understand what he said.
He likes Lisa Kudrow's flared nostrils, okay? And the fact that you say that we're homophobic...
Both you guys have been dumping on me since they came on the line because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I think Matthew Perry...
I'm using a gay man and gay journalist. That hasn't done anything with anything.
Are you gay?
Am I gay? No, I'm not gay.
Then what do you know about it?
Do I know about it?
You know that I'm gay.
I know they just have preference for other men.
Look, you know I'm gay, right?
Huh?
You know I'm gay, right?
I never heard of you before today. Who are you?
I'm gay. I'm Doug Dam, a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, how many times are you going to say that?
Yeah. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
That's all I'm trying to say is that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I got that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. You're trying to tell us that Matthew Perry is a guy who is hooked on drugs.
Well, let me try to explain this. Matt Perry may have a drug problem. He's on one of the biggest money-making shows the National Broadcasting Company has ever seen. He is part of a TV show that is holding off the challenge of Survivor, which is a monster, a ratings monster. Why shouldn't he, therefore, be allowed to mainline Darvon or to...
Are you nuts?
I'm asking you a question.
What do you mean he ought to be allowed to mainline Darvon because he's on... And who's shooting Darvon these days anyway? Isn't it more Vicodin? But,
actually, Percocet. But
okay, well, in any event... It's a destructive attitude, a destructive point of view, I think, and a young actor like that needs to clean his act up and get back on stage. Here's Jamie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm 23 years old, just went through college, have a lot of roommates who always watch Friends every single night, and I can speak as a 23-year-old because you know what? The guy that's gay, he's old compared to me, that he does not
speak. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
He does not speak for my generation.
Matthew Perry?
He doesn't.
What generation Friends, are you?
Friends as a collaboration is a great show.
Matt Perry's 32, and you might be a little young.
You know what? Everybody's not the right age. You're the only one that's the right age, and that's a bunch of baloney.
What are you talking about?
No, he's 32. He speaks for his generation.
Well, what generation is that?
Exactly.
The younger people, but not as young as this lady.
How old do you have to be Matthew Perry's generation? Because obviously it's only your age and you have to be a gay man and a gay writer.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, man. You must still be listening. Are you still listening to Brittany and Christina?
Forget that.
I don't think you get
I graduated college, sir. I have a degree. I'm an intelligent woman. I enjoy the show because it's entertaining, but he does not make the show. The people on that show together as a team make the show. As far as I'm concerned, if he wants to do drugs and be off the show, that's his decision. I'll still watch it.
Do you get the nuances of Matt Perry's vision?
I understand him, but I understand everybody in
the
show as well.
The nuances of Matt Perry's vision. What is this cat, man? Is he like a new utopian god? He's going to lead us out of the wilderness? I mean, is he like Lenin?
You know, are you crazy? You
know, no, but I'll say to you, Jamie, I'll say to you, Phil, you guys laugh. Vladimir Lenin, Trotsky, they were voices for...
You're comparing Matthew Perry to Lenin and Trotsky?
I can't believe that. Judy Garland, you compared him to Judy Garland. She's one of my all-time favorites, somebody I look up to, and he is nothing like her. He is not a leader. He is not someone to be admired. I mean, yeah, he's a great television personality, but there's a lot of them on television, and he's just one of the many. He does not lead my generation. He doesn't lead any of my friends' generations that are older or younger. I think you're full of baloney.
No, he is a master of his own generation.
Well, how old are you got to be in his generation?
32. That's why I told you how old he was. I don't know why this question keeps coming up.
Then how come you can speak for his generation? You're way too old for him.
No, I'm not speaking for his generation. I'm saying he speaks for his generation.
When his generation is what?
People that are 32.
Then how come the
anybody that's 32?
What?
The woman who called earlier that was 35, she was just a little too old. Is that it?
That's right. He's 30. Ma'am, I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist.
Isn't a generation more than 1 year?
I'm not familiar.
30. So if you're 32, Matthew Perry speaks for you. Is that it?
Well, you know something? It's a very easy thing to laugh at a man who's trying to make a point about a generation. But Matthew Perry needs our help.
32-year-olds. Just 32-year-olds.
Matt Perry needs our help. And he needs our help because he has a drug problem. And
if he chooses to quit doing drugs, good for him. But you shouldn't applaud him for doing drugs.
I'm not applauding. I'm just saying he doesn't have to quit. You know, whatever.
Wait a minute. You're not applauding him for doing drugs. You're saying he just doesn't have to quit.
That's right. And are you two laughing at me because I'm gay?
Not at all. I have several gay friends. And you know what?
Okay.
They don't look up to Matthew Perry either.
It sounds to me like you're laughing at me because I'm gay.
No, we didn't say that.
Really full of money.
I'm asking the lady, not you. Do you think I'm funny because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist?
I don't really care if you're gay.
All right, look at Jamie. Thank you. Man, buddy, give it a rest. Here is Rebecca on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Rebecca?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I am laughing because he's gay, because I'm bisexual myself.
That's not gay. That's bisexual.
Okay, well, I have many female partners.
Well, what does that mean? You're not gay. And you're not a lesbian.
Well, I'm both.
No, you're not.
But in any case, I am 24 years old. Does that mean I'm out of the generation?
Are you a journalist?
No.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Are you a gay man?
No, I'm not a gay man. Have you ever been a gay female?
That's not
living
the point.
In Texas.
That's not the point.
The point is that here you are bashing Matthew Perry's reputation, saying it's all right for him to do drugs when I don't think it is. Here he is. He's apparently trying to get help, and you're applauding him for the trouble he's gotten into.
You're not gay or bi. You're in college. Okay?
No, I'm not.
Well, let me tell you this. You say you're a gay woman in Texas, you're a lesbian in Texas, whatever the hell you are. There are more dykes per capita in Texas.
Okay, I understand that, but I haven't lived in Texas all my life.
Why are you confused about your sexual orientation?
I'm not confused about my sexual orientation.
You said you're
apparently
bi.
You're saying that other people have filters over their eyes because they're straight.
Because they're
straight. I think you have a filter over your eyes because you are gay.
No,
you're
ma'am.
Not looking at the whole picture.
No, ma'am. What I would say to you is this. You are confused as a bisexual. You don't share the vision of me and Matt.
You don't share the vision of the whole world.
Do you share
You're not open enough. You're closing it up going, I'm gay. I'm a journalism. So what? My father was an air traffic controller, and you can't tell me that that wasn't stressful.
Let me ask you
this. He had millions of people's lives in his hands every day.
Was he gay?
No, he wasn't. But he didn't do drugs either.
What's this got to do with anything?
But the point is,
what are you talking about? She's
job.
Making more sense than you.
Are you going to tell me that it was okay if he decided to do drugs, that it was okay?
I would say
would
if
you
he's
like
a gay
somebody
man,
that is on drugs handling an aircraft that you're on?
If he was a gay man and a gay aircraft controller.
Oh, if he was gay, it would be okay.
I'm a journalist.
Okay, if it was gay, it would be okay if he was on drugs.
That's what we said at Stonewall. If you're
it's
gay,
okay
you're okay.
If he's gay handling an aircraft full of 300 people.
Yes, it is. What?
Why is it okay if he's gay?
That would impair his judgment and cause airplane crashes.
Gay? No, see, this is where you're wrong, and this is the point I was trying to make to Phil. Gay people on drugs can handle aircraft.
No, they can't.
Straight people can't.
Any person on drugs cannot handle aircraft.
Gay people are
you
able
cannot
to handle
the
drugs
stress.
Better than
Have you ever been in air traffic control?
I was at one time early in my life, yes.
For how long?
Probably about 5 years.
Military, I take it.
Yes, it was a military, and I
okay,
used.
Okay, so
I used
you
drugs
never dealt with handling an aircraft that had 300 people in it. You dealt
yes,
with fighter pilots that had two people in it maximum,
but the
flying
point
up
is,
other captains' ass.
The point
this
is,
I know because I've dealt with military.
But the point
aircraft
is, I was on drugs.
You
were on drugs.
To be in the military.
Gay air traffic controllers have a better way with calling planes in, the same way we can put up cafe curtains and change the energy of a room.
Oh, is that so? I disagree with you.
Know, well, you may disagree. But that
wait, you know, of all the crazy-ass stuff you've said here, Doug, and it...
What's the homophobia?
I'm not being homophobic. Of
I'm
all
not
the,
homophobic.
All the crazy crap that you've said, Doug, this crap about how a gay air traffic controller can use drugs and it's okay...
Because we're able to filter the drugs...
You're...
Ooh, listen.
Okay, well... I'm hanging up on everybody. Did you, were you able to dump all that? That lady got nuts. Doug, you're full of crap, okay? And that's what the lady was trying to say. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you can do drugs. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm telling you right now, I was a gay journalist, and I'm a gay heroin user. And a
gay heroin user, great. It's The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, reminding you that you can pick up the best of the Phil Hendry Show CD or picture disc LP by calling the number 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. $110,616.50 we've raised for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And that is a tremendous testament to you guys and your generosity, and I'm really so happy, and you know, I'm really proud to know you. I want you all to come to my house and eat some of my wife's cooking, and that's all you get from my wife, and then you can sleep in my backyard, and then split, and get out. So let's see, I got the kids by myself tonight, because my wife went off to play bingo What? What's that all about? Her hair ain't turning blue, but her and her girlfriends did some bingo thing now. So it's me and the kids. So let's see, what torture will I put them through? How severely can I beat them? Well, in any event, she's off running her bingo thing tonight, so I can go home. I think I can bust out of my diet tonight. What do you think of that? I'm going to get home. No, I ain't busting out of the diet. You know what? I'm doing real cool. I dropped the 3 pounds I told you. I have 22 points left today because I ate... Hey, you know what was funny? I didn't use all my points yesterday. I got home. I had 3 chicken breasts. I had, like, some of that spaghetti squash that you were talking about, Craig. Really good stuff. Then Maria buys these ice cream sandwiches that are, like, only a point apiece. I had 2 of those. Then I ate an apple. That's 2 points. And, you know, and I still didn't use up all my freaking points. So am I getting better with my whole eating habit thing? I got a cold on Sunday, and I'm getting over it right now. And usually, you know how those things, like, let me tell you something, Fatso. Drop some weight. It's a beautiful thing. I can't even encourage you enough. If you've got that big fat gut on you, if you're wearing jackets to try to hide the gut, if you're blousing your shirt out, which I do, you know you're a tub, you know you're a gut, you know that you're a swinging a heavy gut when you're blousing the shirt, when you're kind of pulling it out and blousing it so it just kind of hangs there, you know. Do you blouse? And of course, Craig can't even tuck his shirts in, so I guess I've got a little more on him than. I noticed, Mike, you're tucking your shirts in now, man. You're now officially skinny, is that it? Yeah, you are. You were wearing those freaking... When I first met this guy, he was wearing dashikis. Mike was going down to... When I first met Mike Schaefer, the guy was producing my show wearing a poncho. He couldn't even wear a shirt. He had to wear a poncho. And, yeah, what? Oh, he's showing off the six-pack abs. First time I met this guy, and keep in mind, he's like a 28-year-old man, moo-moo. You're tucking your shirt in today. Don't tell me you never tuck your shirts in, you fat tub. Well, you're looking strong, and that was done on SlimFast, right? Are you doing SlimFast? SlimFast, I don't know about that. That seems unhealthy. This guy's coming in every morning or every night. I know what it was. Every afternoon you had your milkshake. So look at this. The Hendry Show is healthy. Everybody's losing weight. We're number one. I'm making money. Nobody else is. And it's just really, really neat. Okay, let me ask you something. Which one of these songs sucks? This is Santana from Supernatural. Ah, that blows. Now, how about this? That's Santana from Abraxas. Do you see? Do you notice? As groovy as this album Supernatural is, and it's still wielding and yielding number one hits. The most recent is that Maria Maria thing. When you're married to a woman named Maria, oh boy. Maria Maria, and she's out dancing to it. Hey, my song. But listen to this. It's kind of like... Or this. This is the one.
Hi.
Yes, how you
I
doing?
Want to tell this woman mm-hmm. one thing first.
Mm-hmm.
I played a joke. I told my husband that I was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I was, but I was. So be careful with your jokes. Number 2.
Wait a minute. You told your husband you were pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant, and I was. So be careful what kind of jokes you play, because it might end up happening to you.
What's funny about that?
Nothing. I'm just saying that you played
a joke
that you had breast cancer, and maybe now you'll get it.
The joke you played.
And I don't want it. I don't want you to, because let me tell you something. Mm. I watched my mom die. She got breast cancer when I was 16.
Well, what did you do
about it? Have you ever had to watch your mother puke? Have you ever had to change your mother's diaper while she was crying?
My mother was an alcoholic.
Because she was embarrassed. Have you ever had to give your mom shots?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was dying.
Bobby, shut up and listen to the lady.
Ever talk like that again about women with breast cancer, I will hunt you down. Because that's not funny.
Well,
it's not funny.
You have some nerve.
You know what? I let my friends call me whore and bitch, and we pick around like that.
Sure.
But breast cancer is not funny.
It's a blast. You know something?
It takes someone's life.
I watched my mother vomit. It was after a quart of vodka. So
that's not the same thing.
That is self-induced.
Well, you asked, did I ever watch my mother puke or change her diapers?
What do you mean, diapers?
She'd crap her pants and everything.
All right, look.
It is not the
Lisa,
same
I'm
thing.
Very sorry for your mother and, you know...
This woman should not even be a woman. I mean, she
I am a mother of three boys.
You know what? I have four daughters, and, you know, your boys aren't going to get breast cancer.
You shouldn't even joke
about this. You have no right to joke about it.
Lisa, let's be girls together. Come on, let's call each other skanky bitch or something. Because
you know what? I'm not
good.
A skanky bitch to you.
Well,
to my friends, yes. But you know what? You don't have the right to call me a skanky bitch.
That's what women
do.
Because
you are not in no way near my level.
You're at the skanky bitch level.
No, I am so much above you because I do not pick on people.
Don't you hear what people have been saying to
you?
Do you
know how degrading it is to lose your breath?
Don't you know what people have been saying to you here, Bobby?
Look, Doris Maud lost her breast. We called her a one boob.
You know what?
She probably hated
you for it on the inside.
Oh, she was laughing her ass off.
On the outside.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to make you guys feel
outside,
good.
On the outside, but inside she was torn up.
Well, then why would my mother call me her little whore as a nickname? It was a term of endearment.
Little whore has, you know, being called a whore does not remind you that you have no breath, which makes them feel less of a woman. I saw my mom crying because of that. And being called a whore doesn't remind you every day that you've got a limited amount of time.
When's the last time one of your girlfriends called you, like a crusty squank?
My girlfriends have never called me that. We've been called hoe and bitch.
It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, come on. You get the message we're talking about here? People dying of breast cancer.
Oh, I came on and made a joke.
Well, it wasn't funny. It wasn't funny.
Listen,
no, it's not.
I think you're violent. I think you're out of control. You've threatened my husband.
Yes, I have.
Oh, so you're admitting it?
Yes.
And if my attorney wants to give you a call...
You have your attorney call me. You know, I have to act on a threat of violence. Okay. Just because I'm threatening it doesn't mean...
I'm going to have my attorney call you.
He said he's going to kick my ass.
Yeah, I did, Steve. You there, man?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to come to your house and beat your brains in, man. What do you think about that?
I'm going to call
me?
No, I'm not talking to you, Lisa.
Oh, so are you threatening a woman now, Phil?
I wasn't talking to Lisa. I'm talking to your stinking husband. Your crusty squack of a husband.
How dare you?
Oh, well, you can call everybody. Anyway, listen.
Lisa, I love you. You're a skanky bitch.
Phil Henry.
I believe this man is way off base.
You should come to my house and see the way I eat.
Spooge demon. Spooge demon. Spooge demon.
You're all I want to know.
Spooge demon.
I feel free.
Spooge.